This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Thursday, September 19th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. At a press call with reporters this afternoon, Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack didn't directly point to a pending farm crisis among crop farmers in securing operating loans for next year, but he did say new tools in an updated farm bill would help.
What producers want and need, I think, is certainty. And what they need and want is for the House and the Senate to conclude the work on getting a farm bill done. Just to remind everybody, the five-year farm bill was supposed to have been completed by 2023. It had been promised by a number of folks in early 2024, in mid-2024, and by the end of September, the end of this fiscal year, 2024, none of which obviously is happening.
Vilsack said the list is long of those who are encouraging Congress to finish a new farm bill this year, but he says there are only two real solutions to finding an agreement on new policy.
We want to encourage our leaders to get the job done on the farm bill, and that's frankly going to require either a very practical look at the level of increases in reference prices that can be afforded within the existing budget, if you will, available to the farm bill, or a recognition that they simply don't have enough money in that framework and that they need to add additional resources to be able to get reference prices to the point where folks are satisfied. So you have to be practical, or you have to add new money.
After much political posturing this year, Vilsack says congressional ag leaders are finally at a place in negotiations where progress can be made.
I mean, I think the negotiations are just now in earnest beginning. I think there are some red lines for folks. Democrats feel very strongly that there can't be reductions to nutrition assistance, in large part because deals were made when the debt ceiling was lifted. There would be no further restrictions or reductions in the safety net that's available to families that are struggling financially in this country. I think it's fair to say that there's an expectation that reference prices will need to be adjusted. The question is how much, and the question is where does the money come from to pay for those adjustments.
Vilsack said he believes a new bill is still achievable with the right mindset.
I think it can get there. I think if people are practical, realistic, and reasonable, which is what often and normally happens when the Farm Bill actually gets done, and I've got confidence in the leadership in the House and the Senate, that as they begin discussions in earnest, that they'll ultimately get to a resolution. Certainly, I think farm country is very anxious about this.
Today, Secretary Vilsack announced the Ag Department is awarding more than $35 million in grants to 15 independent meat processors in 12 states under the final investment of the Biden administration's meat and poultry processing expansion program. Vilsack says there are two primary goals:
to substantially lower costs for consumers and boost choice for producers by directly incentivizing competition in food processing. One of the pillars of this action plan that could create better markets for producers was the USDA's meat and poultry processing expansion program.
The plan does not include additional resources for federal meat inspectors.
That's a decision that Congress makes in terms of adequately and properly funding the FSIS, or Food Safety Inspection Service, budget of USDA. That's one of the reasons why we have consistently requested the resources to be able to live up to our responsibility to meet the cost of inspection at the state level for states that have assumed the responsibility of inspection, but we can only provide as much resource as Congress appropriates.
Well, tomorrow the Department of Agriculture offers a monthly cattle on feed report. The on feed number anticipated by the trade to be up 0.8%. Placements for August expected to be down 1.1%. Meanwhile, marketings for the month of August are expected to be down 3.4%. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation and the Farm Bureau News. Subscribe to Farm Bureau News to get the farm stories that matter most in your inbox twice each month. Write this down. Go to fb.org/FBN subscribers to sign up. The Farm Bureau News is available wherever you get podcasts. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.